This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that there should be more women in the workforce, as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. Addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi today to mark the International Women's Day, the president emphasized that the daughters of the nation are playing a crucial role in realizing the vision of a developed India.
आज जो भारत विश्व की तीसरे सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की ओर अग्रसर हो रहा है तो देश के वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी तेजी से बढ़नी चाहिए वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी बढ़ने के लिए उन्हें शिक्षा और नौकरी से समान अवसर प्रदान करना महत्वपूर्ण है
President Murmu stated that the central government is continuously working to ensure that women in the country are politically, economically and socially empowered and are able to lead the nation towards the vision of a developed India. She described the provision of reservations for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam as a historic step towards political empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that his government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat on the occasion of International Women's Day today, Mr. Modi emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development, with the government placing utmost importance on dignity and well-being of women at every step. The Prime Minister also highlighted the government's achievements in enhancing women's security over the past decade, citing the implementation of new criminal laws designed to protect women's rights. During the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan, the Prime Minister also disbursed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups. The Delhi government today approved the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees to poor women. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta made the announcement during a press conference in the national capital. She said on the occasion of International Women's Day, a cabinet meeting of the Delhi government was held in which the scheme was approved.
Delhi ki gareeb behan ko 2500 rupaye prati maah dene ke baad aaj humne cabinet mein mohar laga di hai usko humne cabinet mein approve karke budget mein 5100 crore rupaye ke pravdhan kiya gaya hai taki Delhi ki gareeb behno ko hum log is samriddhi yojana ka laabh dena shuru kar sake
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today announced that the government plans to add 75,000 new seats in medical education over the next 5 years. Mr. Nadda was addressing the inaugural session of the International Symposium on Health Technology Assessment 2025 at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The death toll from fighting in Syria's coastal Latakia region has risen to over 500 as transitional government forces continued to battle an uprising carried out by armed loyalists of ousted leader Bashar al-Assad. According to the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, at least 120 insurgents and 93 government troops have been killed. It also claimed that at least 330 civilians have been killed in reprisal attacks. Syrian authorities have not published the death toll. The Indian women's Kabaddi team has been crowned Asian champions for the fifth time. Defending champions India defeated host Iran 32-25 in the final of the sixth Asian Women's Kabaddi Championship at Tehran this afternoon. The Indian women remained undefeated throughout the tournament. India had entered the final, defeating Nepal 56-18 in the first semi-final last evening. On the other hand, Iran had triumphed over Bangladesh 41-18 in the second semi-final. In Women's Premier League cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face off against UP Warriors at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty will take on Lin Chun Yi of Taiwan in the men's singles semi-final of Orleans Masters in the French city of Orleans this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.